Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Rogue Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Thursday, April 27th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. It just gets wilder all the time, and we continue to be gaslighted to death, it seems, by the mainstream press. I mentioned recently the tweet that I posted. I really don't like that term, but it is what it is. Including mentioning CNN, Brian Stetler, Jim Sciutto, Don Lemon, Jake Tapper, Wolf Blitzer, Miranda Green, Manu Raju, and MSNBC and CBS News. I dared them to report on the Matt Vespa's post over at Town Hall. FBI cited unverified dossier to obtain FISA warrant to monitor Trump advisor. And, you know, of course, nobody did. I mentioned that Jake Tapper's account, whoever it was, replied saying, if you take time to read that blog post, you'll see most of it is actually based on CNN reporting, which is hilarious because, as I stated previously, actually Matt Vespa's article does a fantastic job of debunking the CNN reporting. So that's just, the hubris to say that. I don't know if Jake Tapper or whoever posted that through his account is delusional or truly believes that CNN is reporting accurately, because it is not, obviously. CNN was right behind BuzzFeed in posting the spurious bizarre dossier, and this spurious collection of bizarre information was used as a surreptitious pretext to obtaining a FISA warrant. It's absurd. And you know, if you know Carter Page's history and the fact that he worked in Russia for a few years, you know, it's hard to imagine that he didn't talk to a Russian during those, whatever it was, I think about a four-year period. Hard to imagine he didn't talk to a Russian. And as Matt Vespa pointed out in his article, what we do know based on the FISA warrant is that Russians talk to Russians. So there's a lot of smoke and hot air. Well, this morning, you know, obviously the House Oversight Committee has been one of the bodies investigating Russia collusion and, you know, Trump-Russia nonsense. And so we know that Lieutenant General Michael Flynn is in hot water. But as is always the case, once again this morning, CNN has not missed an opportunity to try to sensationalize the information that is presented. And I'll talk about that in a second. But first of all, here is CNN's video coverage of this morning's announcement by Congressman Elijah Cummings, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Go ahead, please.
I would like to announce today that I'm releasing three new documents. I worked with the Pentagon this week to remove and redact classified information and prepare these documents for public release. First, I'm releasing a letter that was sent directly to General Flynn on October 8, 2014, from the Office of General Counsel at the Defense Intelligence Agency, his former agency. This letter explicitly warned General Flynn, as he entered retirement, that the Constitution prohibited him from accepting any foreign government payments without advance permission. The Pentagon's warning to General Flynn was bold, italicized, and could not have been clearer. Second, I'm releasing a now unclassified and redacted version of a letter that the Defense Intelligence Agency originally sent to our committee in classified form on April 7, 2017. This new DIA letter counters the suggestion made by General Flynn's attorney on Tuesday that General Flynn followed the appropriate procedures when he accepted foreign funds for his trip to Moscow in 2015 and dined with the Russian President Putin. This new DIA letter states, and let me quote it directly, DIA did not locate any records referring or relating to Lieutenant General Flynn's receipt of money from a foreign source. End of quote. I don't care what his lawyer says. There is no such document saying that he requested permission to get money, to get the money, or a document saying that he received it. It also says this, and I quote, DIA did not locate any records of Lieutenant General Flynn seeking permission or approval for the receipt of money from a foreign source, end of quote. General Flynn's attorneys says he discussed his trip to Moscow with DIA, but we have no evidence, not a shred, that he disclosed his payments, which is what the Emoluments Clause is all about, from RT, the Kremlin-backed propaganda outlet. And we have no evidence, zilch, that he obtained permission from the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of State to accept any foreign government payments as required by law. Third and finally, today I'm releasing a letter that we received from the Inspector General of the Department of Defense announcing that they, too, are now launching their own investigation of General Flynn.
So that's an interesting disclosure by Congressman Elijah Cummings, again, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, and it's not good. And you know what? The Emoluments Clause is supposed to prevent this kind of thing, but why is anyone taking payments from a foreign government? We're supposed to be global citizens. We're told we're supposed to think globally and act globally, act locally, and be global citizens. Okay, all right. Oh wait, but not that global. That's too global. You know, it's ridiculous what's happening in this country. If we would just return to our foundation, again, you know, keep it simple. Virtue, morality, and religion is the undergirding of our founding documents, our constitutional republic, the Constitution, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, etc. We get rid of the administrative fourth branch, including the, you know, all of the litany of administrative agencies. What did Reagan call them? Proliferating bureaus and whatever. Including the Federal Reserve. You know, abolish central banking, including the alphabet soups, CIA, DIA, NSA, NRO. People will be horrified. You know, get rid of them all. What value do they provide? What service do they provide? No offense to anyone who is patriotic and thinks that they're doing a good thing, but, you know, like Jesse Ventura says, war is man at his lowest state. I don't agree with Jesse Ventura on everything. I'm not entirely convinced that he's not, part of the opposition, so to speak, but I think he's absolutely right on that point. You know, people are encouraged in this country, this fascist dictatorship, this technocratic dictatorship, to believe that, it's patriotic to go fight and die and to kill people and do bad things to people around the world, only to realize once they're halfway around the world that what they're being conscripted to do is not what they thought or were led to believe when they're propagandized to sign up, which is why so many people come back with deep psychological problems, which is why our military is experiencing an epidemic of suicides. You know, it's not okay. It's anything but okay. And, you know, again, like Jesse Ventura says, when did we get to the point that the president, one guy, can decide he can send missiles to a country and, you know, just bomb the you-know-what out of some place arbitrarily? And obviously this is, that's not as much an indictment on Donald Trump as perhaps the American people for the lack of oversight and accountability on each one of our part. Because this military-industrial complex has grown up around us and has I suppose been, you know, we have all been complicit in the fraud through graft and corruption in precisely the fashion that Andrew Jackson mentioned would happen if we didn't pay attention, if we weren't eternally vigilant. It all happens through the central banks, Federal Reserve in our case, that has the ability. When you can print, and it's a private bank, you know, the St. Louis Fed website, if you do a search for who owns the Federal Reserve, the St. Louis Fed, in plain English section, I think still has that. Federal Reserve banks are not part of the federal government. It says right at the top of the page, Federal Reserve banks are not a part of the federal government, but they exist because of an act of Congress. An illegitimate act of Congress, by the way, because the Constitution expressly grants the power to coin money to Congress alone. Then, you know, after that first line, the Federal Reserve banks are not a part of the federal government, but they exist because of an act of Congress. After that, that should be shocking. After that shocking first line, then you have this sentence, or these next two sentences. Their purpose is to serve the public, I would say, ostensibly. So is the Fed private or public? The answer is both. Isn't that wonderful? It's a fascist public-private partnership. How fantastic. Before we continue on, let me just back up for a second and say, I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be, and as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. So that, you know, that would be my two cents on the matter. It's very simple. Just return to constitutional orthodoxy, as I would call it, not originalism, because that's kind of that's a misnomer. That's causes confusion. It obfuscates the issue that the Constitution very in very simple terms gives a very clear framework for government, very clear outline. And the reason that folks like Andrew Jackson said what he said is because it was no secret that intriguers would try to do what intriguers do, and as Richard N. Gardner put it in The Hard Road to World Order, again published back in 1974, Foreign Affairs Journal, the Council on Foreign Relations quarterly publication, the way Gardner wrote it in one paragraph, talking about trying to get the world to adopt certain global organizations as the, you know, the preeminent authority, the the body that the world turns to adjudicate the wrongs in the world. And, you know, we're starting to see that. That's one of the, if you watch closely, that's one of the nuances that is kind of coming through in the Syria conflict. America, Russia, Israel, other world, what you might, you know, some people might call superpowers, so to speak, are conducting bombing campaigns in Syria. And one of the calls that you're starting to hear is for the UN or some, you know, the UN Security Council, for example, and other UN related organizations to kind of sort out the mess. And that was the whole point all along, to use the UN as the only body that can solve all our problems. We can't seem to, you know, work our problems out. So please, UN, help us. But that's a trap, obviously. And we'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, let's get back on track here for a second. So, as the emoluments clause points out, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution, no title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress — of course, that's the issue that Congressman Elijah Cummings was referring to in this morning's press conference — no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of Congress, accept of any present emolument, office, or title of any kind whatever from any king, prince, or foreign state. And, you know, this is sort of laughable because people get knighted all the time, and there's all kinds of goofy nonsense that goes on. And, you know, like I said, we're supposed to be global citizens. Oh, but not that global. And, you know, that whole global citizen nonsense is just that. It's nonsense. We need to get back to the rugged individualism that defined America, certainly up to about the turn of the 20th century. But then there were the intriguers, obviously, through the foundations that were set up, that the Rees Committee clearly proved in its investigation during the 50s that were working to wrest that concept from the consciousness of the American people, this idea of rugged individualism, and replace it with this new, fun, communitarian wackiness that we all need to be global citizens. But how global? Well, it's a fluid concept. You know, that's what the communitarians do best. It's a fluid concept so that you can keep massaging that concept along a dialectical, Hegelian dialectical continuum, to get people to believe whatever you want them to believe. That's part of that's one of the most diabolically brilliant beauties of the communitarian concept. Is it's fluid. It's not formally defined like the Constitution, for example, the Emoluments Clause, Title of Nobility Clause. So you can keep moving people along this continuum. Anyway, the way Richard N. Haass put it, you know, using the Constitution, we don't want to try to do anything new yet, he wrote back in 1974. What are we going to do to get people to embrace this idea that the UN and its related bodies are going to be the savior of the world, even though they're not? He wrote, the same consideration suggests the doubtful utility of holding a charter review conference. To amend the UN charter requires the approval of two-thirds of the membership, including all of the five parliament members. If one examines carefully the attitude of UN members to specific proposals, one quickly discovers that the most likely consequence of wholesale revision of the charter would be to diminish rather than enhance the strength of your organization. And that's still true. You go back to some of the speeches people have given. I think Muammar Gaddafi's speech, I call it the 9/11 truth speech, that he gave, I believe, September 23rd, 2009, I want to say, at the UN General Assembly. He was supposed to speak for 10, maybe 15 minutes. He spoke for well over 100 minutes. And I think if Gaddafi spoke in English, that speech would have received millions, tens of millions, maybe even hundreds of millions of views. But because he used a translator, it was virtually unheard, you might say, even to this day, which is shocking. You listen to some of the things that he said, you know, some of the human rights violations and abuses, the assassinations that he called for investigating. Pretty shocking stuff. Even to this day, you know, like I said, I really call it the 9/11 truth speech. We ought to play a clip of that. Again, we've played it. I think we've played the speech in its entirety several times on this broadcast. Anyway, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, so let's figure this out, shall we? Get down to brass tacks. So the way Richard N. Gardner put it back in 1974 trying to coerce folks, deceive folks into accepting the UN and related bodies as the savior of the world. And really, it does kind of come down to that, because it is a religious organization, really. You know, you look at the various charters, the Ark of Hope. Again, as I've mentioned before, Gary Kaa is one of the foremost authorities on the subject. You read his book, I think it's The New World Religion. Talks a lot about this, and he was, you know, he was a government bureaucrat for a while, which is when he, like so many other people, discovered, you know, he walks into a warehouse and sees that, it was kind of a metaphorical experience, sees that what he was led to believe is not actually the case. It's quite the opposite, in fact. So the way Richard N. Gardner put it, if one examines carefully the attitude of UN members to specific proposals, one quickly discovers that the most likely consequence of wholesale revision of the UN Charter would be to diminish rather than enhance the strength of the organization. Man, nothing could be better, in my opinion. But continuing, Gardner wrote, as in the case of the U.S. Constitution, we are more likely to make progress by pressing the existing instrument to the outer limits of its potentialities through creative use, seeking amendments only on carefully selected matters where they seem both necessary and capable of adoption by the constitutionally required majority. So both in the case of the UN Charter and the U.S. Constitution, Richard N. Gardner was writing, yeah, it's probably better to try to massage both documents to the outer limits, pressing the existing instrument to the outer limits of its potentialities through creative use, than to try to, you know, attempt wholesale overhaul or replacement. And this is what intriguers like Richard N. Gardner have been writing, and more importantly, trying to do, well, since then and actually before, obviously. And we would do well to, first of all, get knowledge up and understand the documents. I mean, the Constitution, we, in America, you know, you can get pocket constitutions from your state representatives, your U.S. congressmen, senators, and so forth. You know, it's is it me or is it upsetting that it takes an act of Congress, literally, to facilitate the printing of our founding documents for all of America to be able to circulate? I think it's tragic and unfortunate. Anyway, but that's nonetheless the case. And because of that, we can go to any one of our congressmen or senators, and you can get boxes of them if you want. So the point is, they should be, you know, I think there should be a constitution in everyone's pocket, a Bible in everyone's hand, translation of their choice, and, you know, a copy of the Federalist and Anti-Federalist Papers and a number of other helpful guides, instructive books, and so forth on every coffee table. And those should be the conversations that we have. Because until we get there, there is no effectual discussion or changing anything in this country. But we keep being encouraged to believe that technocrats will solve everything. They are the self-appointed, self-proclaimed experts, after all. They are the philosopher kings. So why wouldn't we believe them? Maybe because Lord Acton was right and power corrupts and absolute power corrupts. Absolutely. It doesn't just corrupt the holder of power. Obviously, it corrupts everything. The halls of government, the people, et cetera, et cetera. And if you listen to folks like Andrew Jackson and the other voices who spoke out against central banking, Jefferson, so forth, Pelletier Webster, the first American economist, and so many other voices, Benjamin Franklin, many, many voices were very outspoken from the outset of the American Constitutional Republic on the abuses that the central bank and its paper currency, the intriguers who would wrest control, all control of our political offices, would invariably, that would invariably result. So it has, no surprise. And as I said in the beginning, we should get rid of all of that, I think, just all of it. Because if you have, and as I pointed out in the first segment, you go to the St. Louis Fed's In Plain English section of their website, or just do a search, who owns the Federal Reserve? And the St. Louis Fed In Plain English section that they've published will invariably be one of the search results you'll find. And it says right on the St. Louis Fed's website, Federal Reserve banks are not part of the federal government. So is the Fed private or public? The answer is both. That's disturbing, or it should be, especially when you consider history. And that's precisely what folks like Andrew Jackson said in his farewell address, for example, in 1837, and he was in a good position to know. Having vetoed the renewal of the charter for the Second Central Bank of the United States, what we now have come to know as the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve, obviously, not federal, as the St. Louis Fed itself points out on its own website. And, Andrew Jackson fighting with this cabal, folks like Nicholas Biddle in his own cabinet, and was nearly assassinated. One attempt, the most notable attempt, obviously, the two pistols that failed to fire at point-blank range. And that guy was a kook employed by the banksters, as some would call them. But I digress. Getting rid of the whole thing. When you have an organization like this, though, the point was, when you have an organization like the Federal Reserve that is not public, it is essentially not controlled by Congress. It controls Congress because, as folks have pointed out along the way, many have done a great job. There are many documentaries that have done a great job pointing this out. The Constitution strictly limits the powers of Congress to raise funds for whatever project Congress or others want to fund or seek to pursue. Taxes is one of those. So if you want to do something big, especially if you don't necessarily want to involve the American public in it, how do you do that without raising taxes or whatever it is? If we really went through an itemized accounting of the Department of Defense, for example, or the defense spending, I would dare say there would be a number of us. I think the vast majority of Americans could agree on a great many things that don't need to be funded. But when you have an organization like the Fed that can circumvent that issue of taxing the American public directly, that is, because inflation is a tax, however inconspicuous it may or may not be. Keynes was right in the Economics of the Peace back in 1919. It's confiscatory theft, really, is what it amounts to in a way that not one man in a million can deduce. But we have an organization that can circumvent the issue of direct taxation, like the Federal Reserve does. And you can fund anything. Essentially, what you have then is an organization that can print as much as it wants. It can pay whoever it wants, as much as it wants, whenever it wants, to do whatever it wants. When you have that, you know, people talk about monopoly. We talk about the board game, that is, and what was the what are the roots of the board game, some of the characters and ideas embodied in it. But when you have this game where someone controls the passing out of the money, you know, some people might stack up real estate. They might amass holdings. We call some of those folks billionaires, for example. They might amass holdings in the game, but who is passing out and regulating the flow of what the game calls money? And it's not money, by the way. It's specious currency, worthless paper currency. So whoever controls the flow of what is called money in that game actually is the owner of the game, if that makes sense. And here you have a private organization that does just that in America. So I say get rid of that, then you get rid of all of this other intrigue and deception and nonsense. But I digress. So back to the original point. CNN doesn't miss a beat. Once again, gaslighting the American people while continuing to engage in subtle character assassination, in this case, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, and of course, by association, Trump et al. This is not to defend anything. The Emoluments Clause is right and just in limiting foreign payments. I don't think that we should be doing that. There's an obvious conflict of interest. Michael Flynn's crime, though, if there is a crime, is that of being naive. Because, I mean, after all, what about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, etc.? Let's talk about that for a second. If you're ready with that clip, go ahead, please.
Democracy 2016, your voice, your vote. Donald Trump ramping up his attacks before next week's GOP convention in Cleveland.
Trump recently claimed Clinton was controlled by countries that have poor records with human rights.
She's been given tens of millions of dollars by countries that treat women
dollars from countries that treat women and gays poorly. Saudi Arabia donated at least 10 million. They have a death penalty for any sex outside of marriage. That includes stoning. And in countries like Qatar, which donated at least 1 million to the foundation, a wife must obey her husband. But political candidates cannot take money directly from foreign governments. These donations to the foundation also came before Clinton was Secretary of State. She had no involvement while at the State Department. So PolitiFact rated Trump's claim half true. To see the full research, visit abc15.com.
Half true. Half true. Leave it to PolitiFact and these other ridiculous organizations. It's half true. You know, can you imagine if one of your kids did that, you know, came and told you a half truth? It would be funny if it weren't so detestable and horrifying. Half true. So, you know, you do a search for stories, and of course, CNN is largely silent on this issue. Isn't that funny? The way that CNN puts it, Trump benefits from countries with anti-gay laws. That's one of the CNN headlines. I just don't know how they managed to get away with this, really, in the court of public opinion, you might say. And the article opens, Donald Trump is casting Hillary Clinton as an enemy of the LGBT community and women, using her family's foundation's acceptance of contributions from Middle Eastern countries with widely reported human rights abuses to hit his 2016 presidential campaign trail. I mean, this is – wow. I mean, this is just it leaves one nearly speechless. When we look at some of the other stories, for example, some of the other headlines, when this story really broke, there was obviously the PolitiFact article that you heard made reference to. Did Hillary Clinton take money from countries that treat women and gays, the way the story puts it, poorly? There's the Intercept article, which I thought was better. Why did the Saudi regime and other Gulf tyrannies donate millions to the Clinton Foundation? That's a pretty good way to put it. The New York Times article, Foundation ties bedevil Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. That's another clever way to put it. Breitbart's fact-checking of the fact-checking. There, Breitbart's article, Fact Check. Yes, the Clinton Foundation took millions from countries that treat women horribly. I think Tyler Durden's article over at Zero Hedge put it best. Saudi Arabia has funded 20% of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, Saudi Crown Prince claims. About as well as you can say it, don't you think? Or what about the Washington Post article? Foreign governments gave millions to foundation while Clinton was at State Department. And the point was the Clinton State Department was critical of Saudi Arabia and other human rights violators, all while Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation, Clinton Global Initiative, were taking millions of dollars from the same people. But it's okay, because Saudi Arabia...
Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com.
That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
All right, welcome back.
I want the perfect body.
Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, April 27th, 2017. And once again, I think, you know, General Flynn's, to be crass and sardonic, I think General Flynn's crime was just, you know, in his naivete, so to speak, not having his own foundation, his own fund set up to essentially launder money, create a money laundering racket like the Clintons, for example, the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, specifically. I mean, it was a pretty sad day in America when, back in January, the Clinton Foundation filed papers to shut down the Clinton Global Initiative, laying everyone off. A couple of weeks ago, and the Clinton Global Initiative, the CGI, is just kind of an overt money laundering scheme, and it was shut down because after the election, it was pretty obvious that there was not the kind of influence to be bought that was presumed if Hillary became president. And the National Review did a pretty good write-up on that. The headline, "The Clinton Foundation Just Vindicated Its Critics." I mean, it's about as well as you can say it. Meanwhile, CNN, you know, continues to be tone-deaf. I guess that's kind of the operative term these days, the in-vogue term. But it's okay because, you know, Saudi Arabia... Remember back in 2015, Faisal bin Hassan Trad, Saudi Arabia's ambassador to the UN in Geneva, was elected chair of the UN Human Rights Council panel that appoints independent experts. So it's okay. It's okay. And more recently, obviously, Saudi Arabia was elected to the UN Women's Rights Commission, and that's great, right? According to CNN, though, the headline, again, in tone-deaf fashion, Saudi Arabia's election to UN Women's Commission draws ire. That's one way to put it. I like Fortune's headline better, though, by Claire Zillman. It's absurd how Saudi Arabia ended up on the UN Women's Rights Commission. That's the headline over at Fortune. That's more apropos. Maybe Hillary Clinton's just a trendsetter, right? Maybe she's just ahead of the curve on embracing our kidnappers in full Stockholm Syndrome fashion. Unbelievable. Anyway, more coming up right after this break. Stick around, second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
I have no rival. No man can be my equal. Save me.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.